I'm not talking about Merak now. It's not Parshas Shlach anymore. It's Parshas Chukas. We're Paraduma this week.
Also,
that's part of Shitchias. Because you start imagining things. You want to see it in a certain way, without thinking. Okay, we are in Yotzayin Amud Aleph, I believe. Yes. And we just switched a whole thing here. Till now, a whole Amud of Gemara, we learned that Rish Lakish held that somebody who becomes a Nazir Beis HaKoros doesn't become a Nazir. He has to re-accept it when he leaves, and he really, and he doesn't have to accept it in a very clear way, but there has to be a reacceptance. And Rabbi Yochanan held he does become a Nazir with all the ramifications of a Nazir. The only difference is he doesn't bring a carbon tumah. We slugged up Rish Lakish. We brought a Brisa that said clearly that he is a Nazir. But my Baravashi, where we're going to start again today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, line from the top. My Baravashi, mehu kulam lefligi dechayla. He pulls the plug on the previous sugya, and he says that is not the machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish. Everybody agrees he does become a nazir, does not have to reaccept it. Okay, pligi lemilki, whether he gets malchus for tumah, he gets malchus even according to Rish Lakish for haircuts. He gets malchus even according to Rish Lakish for drinking wine. The machlokes is if he is while he's tumah, he became a nazir when he's tumah. While he's tumah, Does he get malchus for being rematame? Now, he's not rematame in the sense that he becomes tummy from tar. He does an act of tumah. Like we explained last week, that even a nazir tame is not allowed to go do another act of tumah. Like a kayan tame is not allowed to go do an act of tumah. Rabbi Yechonah Savar Kiva Dechayli Lucky, he gets malchus for tumah. Rish Lakish Savar Loy Lucky, he does not get malchus. However, Vechayla, the Naziris is chal. We learned the Rush on this as well. That's what the Machloika says. Now, but here there's a problem. And the problem is, we had a whole sugya. The questions were asked. Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish. He asked again. Did that ever happen? We just changed out the Machloika. Now, what happened to all the Gemara and Amud Aleph? Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish. So there's a rush over here. We'll start the rush on the Divrei HaMaskul, Rabbi Yechon and Savra Kivan Dechayla. Anybody have that? Rabbi Yechon and Savra Kivan Dechayla. Is it there?
Yeah.
Kivan Dechayla, Lukas Abiyayim Al Taglachas, Lucky Nami Al Tuma, period. And, right? And then we're slugging summer to add the sheet to the side adds, Loilaki Alatuma. Kiyachid and it may be carbon tumma. Now, Vahada Isve Rabbi Yechon and Rishlakish Leel, Tamut, right? The Gemara said Rishlakish asked Rabbi Yechon a question. Rabbi Yechon and asked Rishlakish question. Did that ever happen? Zakdirash, Tamudai Hudamaisiv. Rabbi Yechonah never asked that question. Rish Lakish never asked Rabbi Yechonah that question. We asked it as if Rabbi Yechonah was asking it in our understanding of that machlokes. They had a machlokes. We looked at it and said, Rabbi Yechonah would have asked this question. If Rabbi Yechonah was there, he wouldn't have asked the question because Rish Lakish never said what we quoted Rish Lakish as saying. So when the Gemara says, Eisvei Rabbi Yechon, it's a very excited the garage, because if I would walk in and say this, you should throw me out of the Beis Medrash. It says, Eisvei Rabbi Yechon, and I say it wasn't Rabbi Yechon. The Rush, that's what it means. We are saying, this is the question that Rabbi Yechon would have asked. And Zog the Rush, Ukehena Rabbis Batalmas. There are many cases like this in Shas. That the Gemara will change the machlokes, and all the previous questions that we asked just evaporated. So why did you say Rabbi Yechonah asked the question? If you asked the question, you could have asked the question on your misunderstanding of what happened. But if Rabbi Yechonah asked the question, he was right there. So the Rush is Mechadesh, the Chiddush of the Rush, the Shas Rush, that when the Gemara does this, the Gemara said it wasn't really Rabbi Yechonah that asked the question. It was we were asking the question and as what would Rabbi Yechonah would have asked had he heard this.
Had he heard meaning this is only because after
we slugged up Rish Lakish. So therefore obviously
also
because of Mori Baravashi, correct. That's why the Rush doesn't hear. Because it's only because of Mori Baravashi, correct.
Well, why can't you say that? He asked it
So what the Gemara says that wasn't the machlokes. Mehu kulam lo pligi the chayla. My Rav Ashi didn't say Rav Shlokas changed his mind. So they never argued about that. So I think you should write the letter to Ravina Rav Ashi and say you would have done it differently. They lived then, right? They said it was a mistake. Listen, my job is not to rewrite the Gemara. My job is to understand the Gemara.
And you
see
there's many places like that?
Yes. Yes. No, but there are many places that way. I'm not going to start quoting because I don't remember exactly. But sometimes there are other ways of learning. Sometimes people say that never happened. There's some Rishayim, when the Gemara does this, some Rishayim said that whatever we quoted before was a handed down falsely, it never happened. But the Rashi said it did happen. It was an understanding that we had, and we said Rabbi Yochanan would have asked. Again, put the rush away in your memory bank. It's a very important rush.
Bruce.
Yes, I'm here to say yes.
So the big problem here, very straightforward rush, the big problem here is how do we know when to apply this principle?
When the Gemara applies it. When the Gemara does it. We don't apply the principle. We learn Gemara. But the Gemara.
The problem with what you just. The problem with what you said is the Rush lived 1,000 years after the Gemara. Gemara doesn't apply it. The Rush is applying it.
No, the Gemara is applying it. The Rush is learning the Gemara.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So.
But
when we have a similar Gemara, the Rush would say a similar thing.
I'm sorry, what?
We don't apply things. We learn Rishayim, and we follow their lead. As I said before, had I walked in and said this, I should be thrown out of here.
Yeah,
but
no,
the Rush says it. I'm not thrown out of here. They let me stay today.
Sometimes you say you know what someone's going to ask before they ask. I knew you were going to answer before you answered. This is a major, major rush, but you already said that, so I'll stop.
Something my writer. Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. This is the question Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish according to this version. Misha Nazim Hu Bebesha Kvaras. This is a brisa. Afilu Hayi, the Mishnah. Afilu Hayi Shleishim Yayim. He was there 30 days. Ein Hayi Lamin Aminyan. It doesn't count towards Naziris. Ve'ein Maybe Karbon Tumah. The Diyak is, carbon tumma would lay my see a milky looky lay. Doesn't bring a carbon tumma, mashmi does get malchus. Right. Now before we said it means he's not a nazir. But now we're saying he is a nazir according to his lakish. So it should say he doesn't get malchus for tumma. Before we said, but it said ain't it maybe carbon tumma it meant he's not a nazir. It was a way of expressing he's not a nazir. That's how we answered Rish Lakish in the previous verse. But now you can't say that, because he is a nazir. He gets malchus for taking a haircut. He gets malchus for drinking wine. So why does it say, it may be carbon tumma, it should say, in elaki ala tumma. Zagzigamar, you're right. Medinu de listening and loika. The proper thing would have been to say, he also doesn't get malchus. Since it wants to say that if he left and came back as a tar, he was tar and then went back in, he does bring a carbon tumma. So we want to contrast carbon tumma. Therefore, Tanareja and it may be carbon tumma. You're right. It should have said no tumma, no carbon, no malchus. But since we're going to contrast it with the next case where he does bring a carbon, so that's style. It was written because of style. Zukta Rush. No Rush. Another kashan reshlakish. There's no difference between a tamei who became a nazir and a nazir tohar who became tamei. Ella, shetamei shenazir shvishalay aylam in aminyan. A tamei who became a nazir, the seventh day counts as the first day because he doesn't have to bring a carbon on day eight. Since he doesn't have to bring a carbon on day eight, he can start his naziris tara that afternoon, right? Seventh day. He can start his Naziris Tara. Does the Hazoya and Tvila, he gets Paraduma water, this week's Parsha, and he goes to the Mikvah, and then he can start the count. And then does it touch it, ain't we allowed in a minion, which he has to bring a carbon the next day. Halamalkas ever says, it says, aim bain. Aim bain usually means this is the only difference. It's not true. Quite Rishlakish is another difference. And does it does not get Malkas for Tumma, and a Nazir Tar does get Malkas for Tumma. They became Tamei. So why does the Brisa say this is the only difference when they start the new count? So the Gemara, I'm a light. Taglachas Zevezesh Shadim. What it means to say is that to either do a haircut, they both have to take a haircut, or it means, according to the Rush, that getting Malkus for a haircut, they are equal. Not that there is no other difference. It just means to insinuate that there's no difference in the halachas of haircut. Dr. Rush. Amaloy loy, the taglachas have a shavim. Pirish legaleach. It means to have a halacha, to have a mitzvah of taking a haircut. Now, this is a big chiddush. It's saying, listen carefully what it's saying, because we're going to get back to this. This is going to come back to us. And that is, a nazir tamei. Let me explain. A nazir became a nazir while he was tamei. That he doesn't have to bring a carbon. So he has to count 7 days because he's tamei meis. He has to take a haircut at the end of 7 days. Even though he's not bringing a carbon. Not bringing a carbon. But he has to take a haircut. Why? We'll see later.
Which case?
He became a nazir when he was tamei. He does not have to bring a carbon.
Right.
Still, he has to take a haircut on day seven.
Let's say that in the Mishnah.
The Gemara is saying this.
Mishnah.
Didn't say anything in the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't talk about a haircut. There's a lot of things the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah doesn't say that today is Monday. I mean, what do you want to say? The Mishnah not talking about that.
Is that talking about lachas? Is that talking about wine?
No, it's not.
I was thinking wine also, probably.
What about wine? He wasn't allowed to drink wine, according to anybody. A nazir that became a nazir when he's tamei, we just said according to my Baravachi,
yeah.
Everybody agrees he can't drink wine and he can't take a haircut. The chiddush of this rush is, because it's a big chiddush, because we're going to run into a problem later on, but the chiddush of this rush is, there's mechuyev to take a haircut anyway. That haircut and carbon don't have to go together. I'm sorry, let me reword that because I'm not going to... The obligation of haircut is not only depend on carbon. That's what the Raj is saying.
We're talking about the 7-day
Korban? Again. Another, the Korban at the end of Nazir Tumah. Again, let's step back.
This is the Lachas after the 7 days of Tumah, and it's the Lachas also after 30 days of Harem.
Okay. My fault. I didn't explain. If you let me explain now, it would help. I'm sorry. I might have assumed something and not explained it. A Nazir Tahar that became Tameh, all the days he counted are canceled. He has to count 7 days because he's Tameh Meis. At the end of 7 days, on the 8th day, he has to bring Korbanus Nazir Tameh and take a haircut. That's called, we're going to talk about this extensively, this is called Taglachas Tumah. It's a haircut that he has to do at the end of his Tumah, right? When he brings the Korbanus. Korbanus and Taglachas. Again, you can take a haircut. I take haircuts. I'm not a Nazir, Baruch Hashem. If you want to know, does a Nazir have to take a haircut? Other people can take haircuts also. No. A Nazir Tameh, who becomes Tar, has to bring Korbanus Nazirus Tumah and take a haircut. Then start his 30 days again and then take a second haircut with Korbanus Nazirus Tara.
Questions again.
Again, we'll try it one more time. A Nazir Tahar who became Tameh. A Nazir Tahar who became Tameh has to count 7 days. On day 8, bring his Korbanus. Take a haircut. That was the point I never pointed out. My mistake. Take a haircut, recount 30 days, take another haircut, and bring a different set of kabbalas. That's halacha.
As another
tovar
became
tamei. Correct. Another tamei who has now finishes his tumma does not bring kabbalas.
Right.
But what the Rosh is saying is he does have to take a haircut, even though he's not bringing korbanos. This reasoning behind this is that he needs a 30-day growth of hair of Tara. Because his hair can't be hair that was a nazir, was a tumah. He can't have hair of tumah. He has to start a new growth for Naziris Tara. Since he was tumah, we want him to start a new growth. I mean, the Torah does. It's not a rabbinic thing. It's a biblical thing. That's how the Rosh's first shot in this answer is. Dr. Rosh, that a Nazir Tar and a Nazir Tameh, meaning a Nazir Tar who became Tameh, and a Nazir who was Tameh when he accepted Naziris, both have a halacha that before they start their count have to take a haircut. One has to bring a carbon, and one doesn't have to bring a carbon, but they both have to take a haircut.
And that goes for another Tomei who's Tomei, the Pesach Yisrael, and one that's Tomei who amazes.
Yeah.
This guy that gets Malkus, but not yeah. He's not Tomei who amazes, yeah.
Makes no difference. No difference made in checking. Inami Dr. Raj, a second shot. No, he does not have to take a haircut. The Gemara never meant to say that a Nazir Tomei who became a Nazir while he's Tomei and doesn't have to bring korbanos has to take a haircut. It's not true. Haircuts and korbanos go together. No korbanos, no obligation to take a haircut. So what does it mean in the Gemara Taglachas? It means Lukais al Taglachas, Uadin alayayin. The Gemara means to say is that to get Malkus on taking a haircut, right? Now according to this lesson, Rosh Lakish agreed that you get Malkus on taking a haircut and on drinking wine. So, but the Gemara answered, no, all it meant to say is that they share the commonality, that they get Malkus for haircuts. Not that they have to take a haircut. Adarabba, they don't have to take a haircut, but they're not allowed to take a haircut because they're Nazir. And therefore, they would get Malkus if they take a haircut. So we have extremes here. According to the first shot in the Rosh, he's obligated to take a haircut. According to the second shot in the Rosh, he's not even allowed to take a haircut. Now, the two pshatim in the Rosh is going to be a shiloh in the Gemara later on. So what the Rosh is doing is there's going to be a shiloh later on. Does he have to take a haircut or not? So the Rosh doesn't want to learn the Gemara one way. It's a shiloh later on. So he offered you two pshatim. One according to the pshat that you have to take a haircut, and one according to the pshat that you don't take a haircut. So he says this Gemara can be learned two ways. There's going to be a shiloh later on. Does a person who became Nazir when he's Tamei have to take a haircut? So the Rosh is saying, if you learn he does, that's what the Gemara means here. And if you learn no, the Gemara means it gets Malkus for haircut. That's what the Rosh is doing. He's giving you two pshatim because the Gemara is going to say later on that we don't know the answer to that question. I hope I explained myself well enough. Zag the Gemara right. The Gemara is not satisfied with this teretz. I'm a lie. I will in your Malkus my. Is that like him? Is that not like him? But for Tumah, right? If he became Tummy again, right? The Nazir going to Rish Lakish, he wouldn't get Malkus. So listen, why doesn't it add that? It's still a difference between a Torah who became Tummy and a Tummy originally. We're talking about when he starts Naziris. How to start the new Naziris. That's what the Bryce is interested in. The Bryce is not interested in telling you what happens if he messes up. He starts Naziris again. This only works the first second shot of the Rosh. Has a problem with this because it is, according to the second shot of the Rosh, oh no, it didn't talk about that. It answers, it only says how you start Naziris. Start Naziris. That's all the Bryce is interested. One starts Naziris on day 8, the one starts Naziris on day 7 because of Kabbalas. All the other differences, we're not interested in listing. There are many differences, but that we're not interested in listing. We're only talking about a person that didn't do Averis. He didn't do Averis. He was a Tameh, he became a Nazir, which was wrong to do, by the way. But now these are Tamei came a Nazir. How does he start the Zeiros Tara? That's all the Brice is interested in telling you. Do you have questions that should have said other differences? We're not dealing with differences. We're dealing with differences in how to start the new Zeiros. That's all we're interested in. Dr. Rush, B'tkanta Mayri B'kakula Loika Mayri. Period. All the Brice is trying to teach is how to do things properly. Not interested in the guy that messes up. We're not interested in his Averis. It could be there's a difference. That if a guy is if he's a Nazir Torah, became Tameis, Chayim Malkus. And if he wouldn't be Chayim. That's all. But the Brice is not interested in telling you all the differences. So focus Brice. What is the difference in how they start their Naziris now? No, we're going to the Brisa that says Ein Bein Tamei Shenazir LeNazir Torah Shenitma. We're not on the Mishnah. We're on the Brisa.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just looking at the quote that we're going on.
On the second Brisa, Ein Bein Tamei Shenazir LeNazir Tamei Shenitma.
Okay.
What's that? That's the Brisa before. We're in the next Brisa. Tashma. Zog to my advice. Tashma. Me saw you tame benazar. Another brisa. Asil galeach vilish desayin beis. He adds all the tamer lemesim. Can't do any of those things. Vimgilach v'shaseyayin benitma lemesim harezah soifigas arboi. Beirish says he gets Malkus. Not like Rish Lakish. No. No. Rav can. Rish Lakish can't. Jufta. Slugs up Rish Lakish. So either version of Rish Lakish doesn't work. We had one version that didn't, we backed off on. We tried a second version, and we still slugged them up. Now, the Rush has a problem. The Gemara asked this question of the first version, and the Gemara said it's talking about the Yaitz of Anichnas. That the Brisa meant he gets it when he became Torah again and then went back in. The Gemara got out of this question in the first version of Rish Lakish. The Gemara asked the same question. The Gemara answered the Brisa means he became Torah again and then went back in. Why can't the Gemara answer this now? The answer is, in the first version, Rish Lakish said he's not a Nazir at all. So therefore, the Brisa means when he became Torah, went back in. Masha'in Kane, here, we're saying he's a Nazir. So you can't ignore his Naziris that's going on now. You can't say that the Brisa means only when he goes back in, only when he came out, because it's not true. He gets Malkus for Taglakas, he gets Malkus for Yayin. He is a Nazir now. In the first version, Rish Lakish said the Brisa means when he becomes Torah. Rish Lakish can't say this now, according to the second version, because he's a Nazir even before he becomes Tar. You can't say that the Brisa is talking about Yatza, because even before Yatza, he gets Malkus for Y and the Taglachas. Exactly. Zok to Rush. Has that Seifigas Abom Tufta? How can Leki Lishnuya be Yatza Benichnas? You can't answer he became Tar. The Mashmanit Madum Yudigilah Vashasayayan. Similar to the other two, the Ma'ariv after the Belayites of Adim. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan is right. The Gemara comes out, Rabbi Yochanan is right, that a Tamei that became a Nazir has all the restrictions of Naziris on him and gets Malkus for any one of the three.
No
carbon Tumah, but gets Malkus for Tumah if he does a B'mezah. No carbon Tumah at the end of his Tumah. That's the only difference. Usually a Nazir Tameh who became star after being new Kabbalist to start his Naziris. This guy doesn't bring carbon to start his Naziris. What? Why should he get Malkus when he starts? It depends. Why is he getting Malkus?
Because he's a Nazir.
He didn't do anything wrong. Well, we'll see in a minute. You know what? We'll see in a minute. Why should I argue now? We'll see in the tomorrow. So let me set this up. Because this is a guy, the next Gemara. It's a new sugya. I mean, yes and no. We're talking about a guy in the Mishnah Gemaras that becomes a Nazir. Now, that's an Aveira. You're not supposed to become a Nazir while you're Tame. He did an Aveira by making himself a Nazir Tame. He doesn't bring Kabbalah, so we're not talking about the consequences. The act of becoming a Nazir in a Beit HaKvaris was an Aveira. He made himself a Nazir Tame. You're not supposed to be a Nazir Tame. There's no Kabbalah, but he did an Aveira. Let's say they warned him, do not become a Nazir. They warned him. He's in the Beit HaKvaris. He tells people, you know what? I'm going to become a Nazir. And they tell him, you're crazy. If you become a Nazir, you're going to get Malkus. Sound care. That's what Hasra is, by the way. Hasra means you have to warn him, and he has to say, I don't care.
What's the law?
Becoming a Nazir Tame, being Matame as a Nazir.
What is the law?
Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai.
It's talking about when you were Nazir, Tohor, and then you became Tame. So
we're saying that includes a person who becomes a Nazir while he's Tame. It's exactly what it says. Now, he became Tame, they didn't warn him. So there's no Malkus now. Or he didn't know, whatever it is, no Malkus. Now, he has to get out as fast as possible. He can't remain in the state of Tumah. So this is similar to a guy who walked into the Azara, and while he was in the Azara, an animal died, and he touched it. He became Tame. He didn't walk in Tame. He walked in as a fine, upstanding Kayan to do Aveda. And when he was in there, he became Tame, not Bemezen. But now he's Tame. The halacha is he's got to get out as fast as he can. And if he tarries, and the Gemara in Erevin says, tarries the amount of time it takes to bow down, and say a pasuk, whatever that pasuk is, he's chayav malchus. He's chayav malchus for tarrying. That's the halacha. Now, how about here by this nazir in the Beis HaKvaris? How about here? What if he tarries? What if he doesn't tarry? Meaning, he doesn't tarry that amount of time, right? Again, he didn't tarry that amount of time.
How much time is that?
It's, I don't know the minute. To bow down, do it, and say a certain pasuk. The Gemara in Erevin says what the pasuk is.
Are you giving him a start to do this in Azara?
Yeah. They tell him, get out. He goes out, but he tarries enough time to bow down and say a certain pasuk. He's Chayav Malchus. If he doesn't tarry that long, he's not Chayav Malchus. How about a Nazir? They tell him, get out. He goes out, he tarries, but not that long. Not as long as it would take to bow down and say that certain pasuk. Does he get Malkus or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Is that halacha?
Rabbi,
One second, Harvey. That halacha that's written in the Azara, it's halacha l'maisha mesina, that the Malkus b'mezit, the guy's not leaving, he's tarrying b'mezit. He was warned. But the halacha says he won't get Malkus unless the tarrying equals this. He tarries for a certain amount of time. Does that apply to the Nazir who has to leave or not? Yeah, Harvey had a question for us. Yes. Harvey, yes.
I'm trying to figure out the difference between you've said a couple of times as fast as he can versus now we have an objective amount of time. Are we talking about when he starts his process?
I'll take back the words as fast as you can.
Okay, but if he's in the middle of a cemetery, he may not have the ability to remove himself. Unintentionally. I mean, he could intentionally try to remove himself, but he's in the middle of 40 acres. He can't get out in the time it would take him to bow down.
Maybe I didn't explain it well enough. He goes out without stopping, and he's not chayav
anything. Without stopping. Okay, thank you.
If it takes 4 hours to walk out, he's got 4 hours. He's not allowed to stop. If he does stop, the Gemara in Erevin says, he's not chayav by Azara unless he stops for a certain amount of time. How about here? That, I didn't explain myself well enough. Yes, it's a lot of shame of Isa. So there's two answers to that question. I think the Rishonim answered the question. I'm not sure if the Rush speaks about it or not. And the answer to that question, either is going like the Maliyama that says, Vav Shem B'mai, so you get Malkus, or, this is going to throw people for a loop, but this is Halacha, since he got in there through an action, we view his staying there as one long action. Yeah, this is Halacha, by the way. Somebody is wearing shatnas. He put it on, has no idea that he's wearing shatnas. Wearing a nice jacket made out of woolen linen. And somebody walks over to him and says, you know, you're wearing shatnas. And he doesn't take it off. Does he get malchus? Zok the Gemara, that the amount of time it he has to take it off immediately, if he doesn't take it off, he's chayav malchus. Fragging the Rishonim with a lot of shame and maisa. So the answer, he put it on, that's a maisa. So as long as he wears it, it's a outgrowth, consequence of his maisa. So it's all considered a maisa. See Titus Erevin, I believe, 21A, I believe it is.
In that case, just now,
maybe 22A.
About the shot is that we're taking down, we're asking a question on Zara. To our case, that applied to the guy with the shatnez also? Is that immediately, or do you have the...
Immediately. There's no shihiyah, but he's not walking out. But he's not walking out. It's only by walking out that there's a similarity between the Azara and the Nazir and the Beis HaKavaras. The shatnez, there's no walking.
And I thought...
No, 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 no. It's only by walking out. I understood you. I didn't say it was a good question. I didn't say it was a good question. I didn't say anything. But the answer is it's only by walking out.
There's a difference in
Bala. Nothing to do with eating here.
This has
to do with the Azara. There's Halacha about Azara based on, I think, Halacha Levashim Sinai that says that one is not chayim unless they tarry a certain amount.
I'm talking about bowing rather than...
That's what all words in that Halacha. Nothing to do with eating. Eating is eating. It's not eating.
No, I'm not talking about eating.
Achilles pras is only by eating. We never use Achilles pras only by eating. Listen to the words. Achilles pras.
That's not a zman.
It is. The time it takes to eat is pras. But it's a zman in eating. Let me explain. What? It's also because it's a zman of eating. I mean, there it's a ball of ice, man, because it says Eichu Babayas. That's what. And the session. Again, Halacha Achilas Fras is that we can combine food eaten within a certain amount of time. But it's an eating. It's not in any other halacha. If one eats a piece of chazer and then waits 2 minutes and eats another piece of chazer, do we combine it and say he ate exayas? Or do we look at each eating separately? That Allah is within Achilles Pras, it's called one eating. And without Achilles Pras, they're different. It's only Allah in eating. No other place does the Torah, when we use Achilles Pras. Yanki pointed out that there's an exception, but that's because the Torah says, Eichel, eat. Vayi Rava. Rava asked the question. Nazir Huva Beis HaKavaras. Mahu, Boyi Shiel Amalkas? Does he also have to tarry that certain amount to be chayav malchus? I like. Or not. Frag to Gemara. Hey, Chidomi, what case do you have? In Lamb of the army lay like Tinzar. Did they warn him, do not become a Nazir? Lamy Li Shia has nothing to do with tarrying. Days, what is it? What is it? Nazir Tar, my time of the boy is here, the Kamashri Bay. When you warn a Nazir Tar, don't go into a house where there's a mace. There's no Shia there. They warned him, don't become Tame. Akhenami, Kamashri Bay. They're warning him, don't become a Nazir while you're Tame. Why would he have to, why would there be any tarrying here? Come to Gemara, elegant Janichnas Beshida Teva Migdo. This guy walks in a box. He was in a box. He became a Nazir. He was in a box, enclosed. He did not become Tameh. He's a Nazir who took a ride into a cemetery enclosed in a wooden box that's not Makabal Tumah. And his friend came and removed the bottom and made a hole in this box. And now he's becoming Tumah. He's got to get out. Kig Mir and Shia Bebes HaMikdash. Is that Allah HaLabayish Mishinai only in the Bebes HaMikdash? Avad Avroi, out of the Bebes HaMikdash. By a Nazir, Lai, Adum HaLoishna. And the answer to the Shaila is, Tiku, we don't know. Zakhtarash. Boy Shia Lamalkas. Shia Shihi Amufreshes Bishuas. I said it was an error, but it was my mistake. It's in Shuas. Lamisha Nitma Bainas Bazara. Shaina Chai of Chorus. Elm Kishor Shir Hishtachavah. But look at the Mashiach Mitzinai. This is our look at the Mashiach Mitzinai. Edom and Lloyd Tinzar, Lamadi Shia, keep the Bemesa Timidatma. If they told him, don't become a Nazir, and he does, he just made himself Tummy Bemesa. He didn't make himself Tummy Bemesa, he made himself a Tar Nazir Tummy Bemesa. Paral Maziva Kamei a Paral Raisha Isha uncovering. Shagokhai Mitachtav, Shagaleo Mitachtav. He revealed the bottom of the box. Opened it. Shehesers Maziva Sashida. He removed the cement that kept that bottom closed. Shari Haya Anas. Flayada, he didn't know. Lemasila Meymar, period. That's the answer to Gemara. Now the Rush speaks out. Veloimasila Meymar Shinichnas Lebesakor Shragik. The history by Lassis. You can't say that they warned him that he went in, he didn't know it was a cemetery. And now he finds out all of a sudden he's in a cemetery. And they told him to get out. The Mina Bishuas, Tig Miri Shia Ba'inasu the Gemiri. That the halacha of Shia is only said if he became Tame against his will in the Azara. So here it has to be he became Tame against his will. So therefore, it's only in a case when he's in a box and somebody did it. He didn't have anything to do with it. Whereas if he entered willingly and now found out he's in a cemetery, it's not an Inus. And this special halacha that he has time of a certain amount of time of tarrying is a special halacha by Inus. All the Achrayim are bothered by it. They don't see the difference between the Nidus and the Shagig, but that's what the Rush says. Shagig means he went in not knowing it was a cemetery.
Willingly, going, but not into knowing it's a cemetery. That's public.
But he didn't know it was a cemetery.
That's not really Nidus.
That's a Shagig. It was a mistake.
Nidus
means against his will. He had he didn't have intention. He didn't want the whole action to happen.
So, but the Maziva coming off—that's called an Inus.
Somebody did it.
Yeah, but his whole box was inside this.
Again, he went in totally enclosed, no tum at all. Somebody came against this guy's will and made him tummy.
But he knew he was a bit chorus.
There was nothing wrong in being in a bit chorus in a totally enclosed wooden box. Why can't he be in the base of glory? What's the risk? That somebody's an idiot's going to come and uncover? Is that so shkiach? I mean, I would hope that the guy has friends, not enemies. Every guy that walks into Azara has a risk that an animal might have a heart attack while he's working with it.
Or was the veil not common by
Shkita? We hope not. I mean, today it's not.
Well, on a given day, there's usually one or two debates.
Is that a fact? Are you making it up, or you know it as a fact?
I was there at the top house. We used to check. I know. The animals, about two of them would be.
The Kehanim were perfect masters of Shechita. By the way, according to Rabbeinu Bechaya, he says the Leviim did the Shechita, but that's just a side fact.
Well, they do 300 in one shot?
No,
and
in one day,
I mean. 200, and then the
church
would have to come back and say, don't do this one.
Okay, then, again. The Gemara doesn't talk about the frequency of the Nevelis and the Azara. I can't tell you.
No, they jumped, so the Shechita wasn't good.
Right. The Trefa is when you did a good Shechita and something's wrong.
Yeah.
That's not Matame. The Nevelis is Matame. The Shechita was bad. The guy made a mistake in the Shechita.
Your case would happen. Because
the five things that Pasul Shechita. Ras Hashia Chalada. I forgot already the other question. Know these things. Right.
He talks about taking, moving a board from the bottom of the box.
Mm-hmm.
That they took from the top of the box.
So that's not so simple. The Rosh is avoiding that because that has to do with the airspace of Beit HaKvaros is Matame. It's a different sugya. So the Rosh doesn't like to get on the subject. This is much simpler. This way we'd have to get involved with the airspace is Matame, not Matame. This way he doesn't have to get involved in airspace. By Ravashi. Ravashi asked the following Shaiva. Nazar Huba Beis HaKvaros. And Kaya became a Nazar in a cemetery. We spoke out this Shaiva. Tongaluach? I lied. This guy is became a Nazar in a Beis HaKvaros. He does not bring Korbanos on day 8. He has to wait 7 days. He's a Tamei Meis. He has that Paraduma sprinkled on him. And by the way, Paraduma sprinkled on him, as an aside, did not have to go to Yerushalayim for that. Paraduma was dispersed all around Eretz Yisrael. The ashes of Paraduma were sent around to all major centers in Eretz Yisrael. So, theoretically, and I'm making this up, there was Paraduma in Tzfas, there was Paraduma in Netanya, there was Paraduma in Haifa, in Tel Aviv, in Bnei Brak. They all had ashes. And anybody that became a Tamei Meis would go to the Paraduma Center, where they had ashes and water that was roy for Paraduma, and got sprinkled on. It did not require a trip to Yerushalayim. It required a trip to the nearest Paraduma Center. What?
Dispensary.
Exactly.
Oh, please don't.
That's what it was, a Paraduma Center. So here is a guy became a Nazir in a Beis HaKvaros. He became Tummy as a Nazir. He had to get rid of his Tumma. So we always say 7 days if he follows the instructions. That on day 3 he has Paraduma water sprinkled on him on day 7, and he goes to the mikvah on day 7. Now, if he's a Nazir that became Tummy, he's got to go to Yerushalayim because he's got to bring Kabanos on day 8. He can't start his Naziris until he goes to Yerushalayim. So he's got to make a trip. Got to go into a tender. Now they probably don't even have tenders anymore. A bus, and he goes to Yerushalayim, and then he brings a carpet. The guy who became a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros does not have to go to Yerushalayim. He does it back at home, and then he starts Naziris Tara on day 7. Our question is, does he have to take a haircut? He doesn't have to bring kavanas, but he has to take a haircut. Does he or does he not? That's the question. There are two halachas of a Nazir Tameh. A Nazir whose Torah becomes Tameh has two requirements. Besides the 7 days, he's required to take a haircut and bring Kerbanos. Do they go together? Or is there separate obligations? And one, the Tameh a Nazir is Pater from, and one, he's not Pater.
Why did we bring in the Aesir now?
Because I wanted to explain, only on the side, said it as an aside, that you shouldn't think that everybody that was Tamei Meis had to go to Yerushalayim. The guy lives in Tzfas, and his friend died, and he went to the Levaya. He's now Tamei Meis. Does he have to schlep to Yerushalayim? How many people would want to be in the Chevra Kedisha if every time they had a Levaya, they had to go to Yerushalayim to become Tar? How many people would show up to Levaya? So therefore, that's not why they did it. I was answering that theoretical question that somebody could have thrown at me. And I said there was no need to travel because Paraduma ashes were dispersed all over Eretz Yisrael.
So this Nazir that
started
with Tumma, he does not have to go to Yerushalayim.
Right, exactly. He has no reason to go to
Yerushalayim. Outside of Eretz Yisrael?
No, because that's a different thing. We're not going outside. It's Tumma Seretz Amim, it's a whole different thing.
The question is,
does the machloikis
need a haircut or not?
That's right. It's not a machloikis, it's a shiloh. He brought two pshatim based on this shiloh. There was no machloikis. He just wanted to learn that Gemara according to both sides of the shiloh. So, by Rav Ashi, Nazir Mubimei Takvaris, Tarin Giluach Eloi, Ki Bari Taglachas Tarin Shinitma, the Kamatame Lin Zerusei. Maybe he has to take a haircut. because he made his Nazirus Tameh, his hair, which was holy, he made Tameh. He had holy hair. And now that it grows his hair, the Torah calls his hair Kaddish. So he has to cut that off and start again. Avo Tameh Shenazir Lai, Adam Aleishnav. Or maybe no difference. That's the Gemara Shaila. Dr. Rash.
First set,
he had to get a haircut.
Okay.
That's because he was a Nazir Tahor. He had holy hair. And now it became Tameh. So we want the hair off.
Mashiach, this person
never had holy hair.
But he did not pay rough.
Either Mashiach or Mashiach, it makes no difference.
Right.
The bottom line, who says he has to cut his hair off?
Is he called Femur?
Again, this is the Shiloh of Gemara. We'll let the Gemara do its thing.
Oh.
We haven't let the Gemara talk. I don't know what the Kabbalah Femur is, by the way, anyway.
Not a somebody that was one star and he made a Tameh. Somebody that started. Of course, we want it off.
Why? His hair was never holy. Holy things that become Tameh are worse than non holy things that become Tameh.
Okay. What exactly is the question here about Zera?
The guy became a Nazir in the cemetery. 7 days later, he becomes Tar. He has to start his new, the real Naziris. Does he have to cut off his hair on day 7 in order to start his Naziris?
Because he grew that hair.
No, because the Torah wants him to start, have his hair cut before he starts his 30 days, because it was Tameh, correct? Because the hair was Tameh. I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Is there a son to say it's Usher to do it? Because he's an
Usher? I think that if he doesn't have to, it's Usher. Right. If he doesn't have to, then it's Usher. He's in the middle of Naziris. Either he has to or he's not allowed to. Right. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Is Taglachas and Carbon work hand in hand? Or, even though there's no Carbon, there's still a Chi of Taglachas. That's really... Now, the reasons you can explain, but that's the basic question. Right, we will stop here.